Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue a focus on being thankful and growing in living a thankful life, today we're going to focus a little bit on thankful for a kingdom inheritance. Been all this week looking at things that God is, things He's provided, things that we would not be without Him, and centering our thankfulness and our prayers around God Himself. And Colossians 1 verse 12 says, "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints." Saints in the kingdom of light. I don't know if you've ever inherited something, something that, especially that was beyond your imagination, beyond anything that you really could have done on your own. And yet when you consider the inheritance that God has given those who are clothed with Christ, it outshines any possible inheritance that we could receive here on earth from another human. You see, life is a struggle. But when we recognize that it is God who qualifies us, you know, that's kind of the thing of an inheritance. There's generally a variety of qualifications. And depending on if a person has left it specifically to you, or if they're dividing their estate among relatives, well, to qualify, you have to be one of those relatives. You have to be named in the will. You have to meet the expectations. And when we consider the inheritance that God says are shared by those who belong to Him, uses the word saints, and a friend of mine posted about this this past week. Biblically, saints are simply those who have been set apart for God. It refers to all believers. There isn't a special category for those that are better than others, as if there are. And that's you and me. And we've been qualified for such a term. We've been qualified for the inheritance of God's kingdom, not by our work, not by our effort, not by our goodness or righteousness or anything else that we may try to come up with. We've been qualified by the blood of Jesus. That blood that we've talked about at various of these morning devotions that has the ability to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when we consider the eternal options, there really is only two. There's the option of separation from God for eternity. Those who are cast out. Jesus referred to it as a place of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, a very unpleasant place, a place prepared for Satan and his angels. That's one option. The other option is the kingdom of heaven, God's domain, His dwelling. And we recognize, and when we recognize that there are only those two options, we would do well to consider which one we're set to inherit. And the Bible says that the inheritance of eternal separation from God belongs to those who are of the world, who have rejected God, who live and walk according to the deeds of the flesh. And in reality, that's all of us. And we need this relationship with Jesus in order to qualify us to step out of that inheritance into a glorious inheritance. And when we realize this is what was coming to us, and now this is what we have to look forward to, we ought to be thankful beyond measure. When we recognize that we've not only received something, not only will receive something, but we're doing so because someone else has qualified us to receive it. We don't even have to do the primary work of being accepted. It's not to say there isn't work that is expected of us. Jesus said the work of the Father is to believe in the one whom He sent. And to believe in Jesus says, I'm going to do what He says. It reminds me of the old story that many preachers have told about the tightrope walker who had strung a wire across Niagara Falls, and a large crowd had gathered, and he shouts out to the crowd, do you believe I can walk across here? And they're all shouting, yes, do it, go for it. And he says, do you believe I could walk across here pushing a wheelbarrow? And they say, yes, we believe it. Do it. Show us. He says, do you believe I could walk across here pushing a wheelbarrow with a person inside? And they're all shouting, yes, yes, let's see it. And then he asks, who wants to step forward and get in the wheelbarrow? There was dead silence. They said they believed. But did they really? No one was willing to step forward and actually do what they said they believed. Whether it would have been a wise thing to do or not is not the point. The point is, we often say we believe God. We say we believe in the one whom He sent, but do we do what He says? And when He promises to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness, it's in order that we can rise out of that watery grave and walk a new life. As one who has been cleansed, as one who has a glorious inheritance awaiting. Today, as we spend time praying, I would ask that we consider what God would want us to live like as those who are qualified to share in His inheritance. What is it that your life would look like? What is it that my life would look like if I lived with a greater awareness, a greater thankfulness for what is yet to come? It is so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day routine, the daily struggles of life, the difficulties that come our way. And sometimes we forget. We forget that there's an inheritance ahead that we've been qualified to receive because of Jesus. And so pray about how God would have you to look beyond. Not overlook the day's struggles, but look beyond the day's struggles. And be thankful. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has not only prepared a place for us, but it has qualified us to receive a share of that inheritance. Father, as we live today, as we struggle through life and whatever today brings, may we deal with it by your Spirit and your power, but always being mindful that better times are ahead, at least for those that will share in your inheritance. Father, help us to live as those who have been clothed with Christ. Help us to live as those that have died to sin and have been raised to live a new life. May we grow in gratitude for a life and a coming inheritance that we could never have earned, never have worked hard enough for, never have done anything to have accomplished or received outside of surrendering to Jesus and allowing Him to qualify us. Father, thank you for your love that made that possible. And God, today, help us to live as those who are confident of this inheritance. The way we treat others in our generosity, in our love, in our words, and our actions. May they all reflect not simply our current situation or our current status, but may they reflect the glorious inheritance that is ours. May we not just look forward to the kingdom of heaven, but may we live today as kingdom citizens. In doing so, may we represent Jesus well. May our words, our actions, may our life lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. If you're planning on going to the International Conference of Missions or you live in the Richmond, Virginia area, just made arrangements last night to be there with Impact Prayer Ministry display, November 17th through the 21st. And if you're in that area, be sure to stop by. Would love to meet you. But a great missions conference, missed last year because of COVID, and with all of the uncertainty, I missed the sign-up time and kind of felt that I wouldn't be able to go this year. And as things worked out, there was one display space opened up yesterday. And so planning to be there with some prayer-based devotional books and resources and just to share with people and to be able to pray. So if you would, join me in praying for ICOM, for my travels, a couple weeks yet, and that God would be glorified in what is done through this trip. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.